Jim Cathcart, BBC Radio Guernsey.
Now, Guernsey Scouts are heading off on a big trip, some 6,000 miles to Japan on Friday to take part in the World Jamboree. The first Jamboree took place in London in 1920, and the tradition has continued since, bringing together scouts and guides with the messages of unity. The theme this year is Wa, meaning harmony, friendship and peace. Well, our reporter Oscar Pearson met up with scout Alex French, who's getting ready for his adventure.
We're recommended to take about 15 kilos worth of stuff on the way out, because we've got to take all of our tents and things like that and unit kit that we need.
Alex French is packing his bags in preparation for the trip of a lifetime.
I'm 17 years of age and I'm a part of the Guernsey Scout movement. On Friday lunchtime, I begin my journey to Japan for the World Scout Jamboree.
The World Scout Jamboree is a gathering of tens of thousands of scouts and guides from across the globe, and every 4 years they gather in one country to live together, experience different cultures, and take part in a variety of activities.
As soon as we arrive in Tokyo, we get sent on what they call home hospitality, where you go around in pairs from your unit and stay with a Japanese scouting family for a couple of nights.
Do you know any Japanese?
We have a list of phrases that we have to learn.
Go on, give us some.
Before you start eating, like some people over in the UK, we say grace. The Japanese say itadakimasu. There's the obvious one, konnichiwa, which is hello. I had help in my head before because I thought that'd be quite important.
What are you hoping to learn?
I'm hoping to learn that despite the distance and the cultural differences that we think so far, it's not actually going to be all that different, because they all have to do everything that we have to do, even if they do it slightly differently.
Can we go and have a look at what you're getting ready to pack for Friday, Alex?
Yes, we can. So this is a day sack,
yep,
and a hold all.
Any idea why it's fluorescent? I mean, the bright blue and the orange and the green just stands out immediately.
There's going to be 30,000 scouts, 40,000 people just in one, like going through all these airports to the same place. It's going to need to be distinguishable from others that you can tell what it is. We get given two of these to go with our uniforms, which are neckers. It's what the scout organisation will have around their neck. It tells you where they're from, what group they're from. So these tell us we're from the UK contingent. The thing with the Jamboree is if you're trading just neckers, you don't necessarily have to have a woggle. There's a thing called a friendship knot. And the idea is you tie it onto someone else's as an act of friendship.
So what's your shout for this trip? Is it a woggle or a friendship knot?
Friendship knots all the way.
You've got a towel here as well.
Yes. Because it's going to be so warm, as disgusting as it sounds, there's going to be lots of sweating. So the UK issued everybody a sweat towel. At the moment it's nice and white. But after being a sweat towel, I'm sure it won't last. Just getting ready for our water bottle check. I think part of the experience will be being completely cut off from your own country and your family. I think my mum's going to find it quite frustrating that I won't be in touch as much as she'd like.
All the preparation in the last 18 months, and I can't quite believe it's actually here now. I'm excited for him.
Alex's dad, Simon.
But if you knew Alex at all, you'd know that whenever he goes away, we don't hear a single word. So I'm not expecting a lot of contact.
Alex is already looking to future events and his role within them.
In 4 years' time, the next one's in the United States. So it's entirely possible I can apply to go as what they call IST, which is the International Support Team.
Is that your ambition?
Yes.
Am I speaking to the next leader of the Scouts? The next Bear Grylls, perhaps?
We can all hope, can't we?
Guernsey Scout Alex French there, talking to our reporter Oscar Pearson, and he's preparing to go off to Japan for the World Jamboree at the end of this week. 25 past eight. This is BBC Radio Guernsey.
Passionate about island life. BBC Radio Guernsey.